The DMV's football team has a bright future. It's time for you to plan yours. The exclusive sponsor of our show will help. That's the law firm of Condorian Murat. They'll get you squared away on your last will and testament and set up a trust for you and your family. Schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys today at kmlawyers.com. Tell them we sent you to get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. Huge night ahead in sport, including the Wizards opening a brand new season. An hour from now, Capital One Arena, they play the Boston Celtics. They're one of the biggest dogs in a home opener in NBA history.
Tonight. I was looking at this, and this is a tweet from, I believe it's per ESPN Stats and Info. Wizards are a 14-point home underdog against the Celtics tonight in their home opener. That's the biggest home underdog role for any team in its home opener in the last 35 seasons.
That is staggering.
Now, Boston, great. Wizards, rebuilding. I get it.
Me too.
Yeah, one's the one number one of the power rankings, and one is probably 29.
If I got to pick a side, I'm probably laying the points with Boston.
It's not a terrible idea.
They were up by 20 at the half against the Knicks in their first game of the season.
Yeah, Boston is a buzzsaw, by the way.
A Thursday night football to kick off week 8 tonight. The Vikings trying to get to 6-1. I love watching Justin Jefferson, my favorite non-Washington player in the league. They're taking on the Rams out in L.A. at SoFi Stadium. The Rams are just 2-4. If L.A. loses tonight, they'd fall to 2-5, and they would be presumably all in on the sell because there's already rumors that they're getting rid of Cooper Kupp, that they're willing to trade other veteran pieces away, and they have kind of kept going in year after year to try to keep their window open. This could be the detonator tonight, this game, of that organization under Snead and McVay for at least the next couple of seasons.
They had an unbelievable successful window open by mortgaging the future, right? That's not a criticism. They just did it.
They wore T-shirts to their championship parade, the GM and the head coach, that said, bleep them picks.
And the way that they did it was incredible, and it was smart, and I get it. They saw weakness in the market and pounced upon it. Well, now you got to pay the piper, and it looks like once Aaron Donald is gone, they struggled last year, found a way to get hot and get to 10-7, but this is probably closer to who they are, an off-injured, older group that's, you know, caught a few stars, but not enough.
If somehow, though, with duct tape and bubble gum, they can beat the Vikings tonight and get to 3-4, they will feel very much in the mix in the NFC West. It'd basically be a game back at that point.
I agree with you.
San Francisco is troubled, oft injured this season, and the Seattle Seahawks, who are the pace setters, that's not a team that's going to run away from anything.
And that's who they have the following week. And Miami, who knows what Miami team is showing up, honestly, you know, with or without Tua, who knows what they're going to be. So it's so funny how that can go, but you're 100% right. It's one game, and it's such a huge percentage of your season. This is either, are we selling or are we frisky?
Yeah, it's a pendulum swinger tonight for the Rams. Let's hit the phones, though. The question for you guys is, do you think the Bears, if they could right now, privately, there's some button in a boardroom, and they could touch a button. It's like the Men in Black wand. Everything in the world is different. Nobody knows you did it. Would they trade Caleb Williams for Jaden Daniels? Would Daniels be their pick, knowing what they know now at 1-1? And I am saying both that Daniels has been better than Williams so far. That's obvious, but no. I think the Bears are probably content. Williams is ascending and going in the right direction. It's a much more traditional-looking NFL passing offense that they have got. And I think Washington is ecstatic and giddy with their guy, and they wouldn't trade Jaden Daniels for Caleb Williams either. So I'd say no to this. I think they're fine with Caleb Williams, and they're happy that they have him.
Yeah, I would tend to agree. I mean, to me, Caleb Williams has done nothing to this point, and I know this is going to, again, piss people off, that changes he is the consensus number one pick for the last two seasons.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Right?
Seeing what you've seen so far, would you take Caleb Williams over Daniels in a draft right now?
I would, and I know that's infuriating to people. And this is coming from, I love Jaden Daniels. I loved him throughout. Caleb Williams checks every box to me, like in terms of what I'm looking for at a quarterback spot.
And what box doesn't Daniels check? Durability?
Daniels is not stout like Caleb Williams is.
Yeah.
Like that's the only difference to it. Not only difference. I mean, they're different players, different styles in a couple different ways. But
yeah, my point along was like my proclivity is not to have a dual threat quarterback. I want a more traditional pass first. And what I've always liked about Daniels, dating back to LSU, he can and will win from the pocket.
Yeah.
I don't think he's early career Lamar Jackson. I don't think he's some runner all the time. That's never been what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
But look at the numbers. He scrambles more than any other QB in the league, and it's not all that close. He scrambles when pressured at an astronomical rate more than every other quarterback in the league. And my preference, just what I prefer, what I normally like, aesthetically, some people like burgers, some people like Mexican food, some people like Chinese food, some people are vegetarian. My thing is, I want someone who stands in the pocket and throws the football. And when they run, it's kind of the addition to the throwing. And I think Daniels can eventually get there. In fact, as the year's gone on, he's trended in that direction, and I'm falling more and more and more in love, to be honest with you. The first game against the Bucs when he ran 16 times and everyone was high-fiving about how awesome it was to watch, I did not enjoy that at all. Like, I don't mean enjoy in terms of, like, had fun. I wasn't impressed. That, to me, was not interesting or what needs to happen. More recently, I'm actually really, really excited, and he's trending in a way where I go, pocket passer who's got wheels, let's do that. But I think all three of the top three teams are probably very happy with the guy they got. I would also say this. If you just draft, and this is a dumb point maybe, I'll even admit in advance because it's not how it works, but if you just dropped Caleb Williams into Washington's offense, he obviously is not going to run it although all as effectively or all that well with the read option and all that stuff. Similarly, though, if you just drop Jaden Daniels into their offense, it's not going to be the same either. I mean, the offense that Washington built for Daniels is way more effective and way more catered to him and kind of unique and special than anything that was designed for Williams. And my question is it always going to be that way? Or you're designing this very unique kind of dual threat offense? Or does he get to a point where he's a more plug and play, you know, traditional passer type? But he has been the best quarterback in this class, and it isn't close.
I think there are a few guys that were, I don't have a better way to phrase it, that just something you talk about in sports, that were touched by God in terms of having just an excellent, natural ability to throw the football. They're great quarterbacks. Like, I think Joe Burrow is an incredible quarterback. He's not as gifted a thrower as Matt Stafford. Does that make sense, what I'm saying? Stafford is no-looking, zipping balls 70 yards down the field, behind his back. You know, the way Sonny Jurgensen was more gifted throwing the football than, like, some sort of statuesque Hall of Famer that may have had better and more complete numbers than him. So, but I put Caleb Williams in that kind of group with Mahomes, with Stafford, with Josh Allen, and maybe a couple other guys where you just go, Justin Herbert's probably in there, where you go, there is nobody else that should be even trying that, and he can do that. Doesn't mean Jaden Daniels isn't awesome. You see what I'm saying? Like, that, just because that raw skill set that Williams has, I'm going, there's a reason he was the number one pick that everybody knew for two full calendar years, and all we did was try to knock him.
Also, injuries can happen to anybody, but the Daniels durability and size, as we're seven games in, it's not like he has made that. There's a lot of things that were questions you may have had that you now go, I was probably wrong about that, and maybe that wasn't as big of a deal. This ain't one of them.
Right.
Right, as we're potentially watching a game without him for the second time in as many Sundays this week. Let's go to Jim in Reston on Grant and Danny. What's up, Jim?
Hey guys. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to say that I hear you, but I totally disagree. I think Chicago would definitely want to take Daniels, and that's because he totally changed our team, and the reason why we look so good is because he can do anything. And I disagree that he's more of a runner. We were the most sacked team last year, and he's run when he needs to.
He scrambles more than anybody in the league, and the protection's not an issue. They're now one of the best pass-protecting teams in football.
Yeah, they look like he makes everyone around him look better.
I agree with
you. If he does get pressured, he can escape the pressure so he doesn't take sacks.
Why was Marcus Mariota not pressured, and they were the number one team in the league in pressures allowed this year without him on the field?
We're playing Carolina.
Okay. I would venture to tell you that their offensive line's better than you think it is. Does he make their life better? Yes. Do you not give them enough credit offensively up front for how they've protected? Probably also yes, in my opinion. I agree with you that when you have a quarterback like that, he can make life easier. It can also be complicated, though, when he holds onto the ball, runs around. Like, Caleb Williams is a disaster in this way. Here's one area, there are several, where Jaden Daniels has been better than Caleb Williams this year, by the way. Daniels has made the right decision when throwing the ball and keeping it out of harm's way constantly. Night and day, like 100-5 in terms of the scoring on this.
Yep.
Caleb Williams puts the ball in harm's way way more often, and he will see it probably this Sunday. That is irrefutable. Caleb Williams also makes life way harder on his offensive line. Jaden Daniels does not. They get the ball out very, very fast. That's why their sacks are down too. Because Cliff Kingsbury, this offense, this scheme, is predicated on the ball getting out of his hand. One of the fastest time to throw clocked times in the league this year. That's by design. That's to help him out. That's to help out the offensive line. It's why the throws are often around the line of scrimmage, things like that. But yes, he has done a better job than I thought at avoiding sacks, wholeheartedly, no doubt. It's not a strength so far this year of Caleb Williams. He's done better in that regard the last couple of weeks. Let's go to Patrick in Fredericksburg. What's up, Patrick?
Hey, guys. It felt good to have a home field advantage, by the way, this weekend for the first time. I was there, so
that's awesome.
I wanted to shout that out first.
So
it felt
fun.
Amazing.
How
to have
fun
way
was
more
it there
Commanders
on Sunday?
Slash Skins fan than any other time I've ever been there as a fan. So
very
amazing
cool.
on that.
I'll bet you had a blast.
Really quick, I think. Sorry, what was that?
I'll bet you had a blast. I mean, it was the vibes there were immaculate.
Oh, my gosh, that pick six, I've never screamed or been hugged so many random people that were Skins fans in my life, man.
That's great.
So it was incredible. So really quick to my point is I think the Bears would take Jaden Daniels. I mean, guys, we can go position by position group and say, okay, wide receiver, Bears were better coming into the season. Running back room, Bears better. Offensive line, Bears better. Defense, Bears better. You know what I mean? Every single line, the Bears were better coming into the season. And Jaden has blown away expectations for the Commanders that has made
it
a better team.
But you're answering, has he played better? We're talking about a 10-year decision.
Yeah, I mean, still 10 years from now. I mean, but let's put it this way, Grant. Like, I genuinely think that when Lamar came in, if we're doing the Lamar comparison, like, I think Lamar was making plays and doing things that, you know, Baker and those other quarterbacks, we might say Baker might be looking better, but look at Lamar now. I'm thinking that Jaden is a game changer. Look at that Bengals game. He made that knockout punch throw to Terry. The Ravens game, he's hitting all the marks. I think it really comes down to when your number is called, are you making those plays? I don't see a time Caleb Williams has had to do that. He's had a team that's pushed him over the finish line. Jaden's had to push us over the finish line.
Which doesn't mean that he can't do it, for the record, number one. Look, what's hard about this conversation is trying to play both sides of it a little bit.
Yep.
And it seems like you're picking nits where this has just been quite literally fantastic start to finish for Daniels. And it's why I keep coming back to home base, which is he kind of fell into the trap. Everyone's answering the question, who's been better? That is not the debate. Any Bears fan who wants to pretend like Caleb Williams has been as good as Jaden Daniels is lying to themselves. He hasn't been. It's irrefutable. It isn't that close. Daniels has been excellent. Williams the last few weeks has been really good, but overall for the season is nowhere near what Daniels has been. But that is not the conversation to me. And I keep saying that with people. It's like, oh, well look at Daniels. It's 7 weeks. You don't draft a player based on, at Halloween of their rookie year, what is it going to look like? Mm-hmm. If you draft a 21-year-old who's played 12 games versus a 24-year-old who's played 50 games, like this is a 12-year investment that you're making. And so you can both say, and the Bears would, because they're not stupid, yeah, Daniels has been the best. By the way, that doesn't just mean in a vacuum. He's the sole reason why. The offensive situation, the play calling, staying ahead of the sticks, all of these things opportunistic, whereas the Bears are playing a game where they're losing by a million against an elite Texans defense, and Caleb Williams is being thrown to a bunch of alligators. Like, Jaden Daniels hasn't had to deal with that situation.
Yeah, and yet. So if Chicago's doing this evaluation, they'll go, well, look what Kingsbury's done a lot better than Eberflus. We compare this to this, and he had Keenan Allen, which was supposed to be a security blanket, hasn't been himself all year. That was supposed to be X, it's been Y. There's plenty of a complication to it. So if the conversation is who's played better, Jaden Daniels, see you guys tomorrow. Of course, it's more complicated than that. Again, you're trying to look out a decade into the future. How sure is everybody right now this minute that Drake May won't be awesome in New England, for example? Their situation stinks. He's thrown to the wolves now, and he's doing as good as he can, treading water and quicksand, which is a terribly mixed analogy. But there's nothing there for him to help. So the best he can do is okay. What if they get a couple pieces? What if their offensive line gets solved? What if there's an offensive mind there that's the next Sean McVay, the next genius? Is there no way that guy thrives? Are you ready to slam the gavel right now that he'll never be good? Or how sure are you right now this minute?
But
you see my point.
I'll agree with him. And if you're saying, you're suggesting that, hey, Caleb's going to keep getting better and Lamar is a rookie versus Lamar now and look what he could be. I think that's true too. By the way, I like him more as a prospect than I liked Lamar. I like him more as a prospect than I like Robert Griffin. He's a better passer than Lamar was coming out. And still, I would even say to this day, I'll take Jaden in the pocket as a passer over Lamar Jackson, who's been a two-time MVP and could be a third MVP winner this year. Sam in Gainesville, what's good?
Hey, guys, listen, you're both absolutely right. There's no way the Bears would trade this pick for Jaden Daniels for two reasons. Number one, to your guys' points earlier, they're happy. This is a 10 to 15-year project if health goes well, right? They're looking at the long game. That's the first reason. He is growing. He's ascending. He's going in the right direction. But the second reason no one's mentioned is they would have to admit they got it wrong. And with their egos and the way they feel, they would never want to do that publicly.
That's funny. In this hypothetical, I'll say, Sam, it's not as much as, like, would you trade and have to have a press conference and admit it. The point is more, knowing what they know, you get, you know, a one-off to just go back in time, would they do it? Let's go to Zach in Fairfax. I believe he's a Bears fan. What's up, Zach?
Yeah, hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey,
I am a Bears fan, and I love Caleb. I think it was a great pick. And, you know, people, when they make this argument, you guys have been doing really well with this argument, you know, like going back and forth on who's better, is Jaden better, is Caleb better. But people fail to remember that Peyton Manning was garbage his first year.
He threw 28 interceptions.
Exactly. So, you know, I love what Caleb has around him. I love his makeup. He's a leader. He's going to take time. I don't regret the pick at all. And people fail to remember, we've been in quarterback hell for 30-something years.
As long as us, man.
We know. We've been next to you in hell. Look to your left. That's us burning in that fire.
Yeah, we're shoveling the smelly stuff, bro. Yeah.
I remember the days of Moses Moreno and Steve Stenstrom, and those were not good days. So having somebody like Caleb Williams is fantastic. I love having him. And
let me ask you this.
Thanks for my call.
Let me ask you this, because you would obviously admit that Daniels is better through seven games in terms of this year, right?
Sure.
But
absolutely.
Maybe you just answered this, but would you personally, having seen Daniels as electric a talent as he is here living locally, that he's been nearly flawless, would you trade Williams for him, or would you rather let it play out?
No, I would rather let it play out, and I'd also be worried about Jaden Daniels' injury being injury prone, and we saw that this past weekend.
Thanks, buddy. Let's go to Kent in Falls Church, home of the Jaguars. What's up, Kent?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are we doing?
Good, buddy.
I think they're all happy with the pick. I think Jaden is going to have the better career, because if you look at the divisions they're in, they've got an opportunity to own the East for a dozen years, whereas Caleb's got the North, which has Detroit and Green Bay, and if that J.J. McCartney plays out, Minnesota's going to be tough for a while. And then Drake May is going to be Burt Jones for 10 years and get them to the first or second round.
Burt Jones is a good bet.
That's a good
bet. Thank you. Yeah, the division thing changes all the time. Like right now, if you told me next year the Eagles win 12 games, the Cowboys win 11 games, is that crazy? That comes and goes all the time. Right now, the NFC North is a juggernaut. But they could go to McCarthy next year in Minnesota, and he's a rookie, and he's not very good, let's say, after they let Darnold walk. And now they're not very good anymore. Mm-hmm. The Lions could, you know, you're not going to be good for 10 years in perpetuity. Maybe they run into a wall. Maybe Ben Johnson leaves for once this offseason. He actually decides to walk out the door. And now Ben Johnson's gone, and they step back offensively, and that defense stinks anyway. And now instead of winning 12 games, they win 9 or something. Like, we don't know that this is how the divisions are going to look for years. But I definitely would tell you I'd rather be the quarterback in Washington, D.C. in the East right now than I would in Chicago with that murderer's row of teams.
Yeah. Just in the short term, but as you said, stuff changes. 2 years ago, for example, the Jacksonville Jaguars led the AFC South, and Houston was 3-13-1 and a joke. You know what I mean? So, like, it's not 20 years ago. That's two.
Let me ask you this. What would Jaden Daniels be doing, and how would we feel about this conversation if they didn't hire Kingsbury, who so far we've been very wrong about and who was great?
100%.
And they hired some random OC from the college level or even, you know, just someone that was available that they interviewed along the way at some point. How different? I mean, to me, part of
like, or if Bieniemy was still here.
Like, I think I'm not even doing that game. I think Daniels is amazing and deserves the majority of the credit for what's happened. But you cannot look me in the face and tell me this is not a marriage thing with him and Kingsbury. We just saw the offense look like the best offense in the league with Marcus Mariota for three quarters. I know it was the Panthers, but it still happened. I mean, this something is cooking here on offense thanks to what Kingsbury's drawn up. That's got to be a factor. Shane Waldron, through a month, was about to get fired.
Yeah.
They weren't coordinating it well. Receivers are running into each other. There's no timing. They couldn't block anybody. People like Jay Gruden are watching the tape going, this is some of the worst offensive design I've ever seen.
Yeah, like this doesn't make sense.
The opposite of that is you've dropped Daniels into the situation where Kingsbury, where it's elite, it's special. They're mm-hmm. never punting. Like they're doing things that haven't been done since the Rams in 2000.
Yeah, and whenever people hear that, of course, what do? They bristle as if we're taking credit away from Jaden Daniels. And, you know, speaking of Houston, I think, you know, when you look at the success CJ Stroud had, just to pretend to ignore any implication or assistance from Bobby Slowick is naive and silly. That doesn't mean that C.J. Stroud isn't a bolt of lightning. It doesn't mean that he's not that generational dude that changed a franchise that was a joke into now a legit contender, right? Like, that's the most important thing. There have been plenty of good offensive coordinators with great ideas that have come and gone that haven't had this, haven't had a quarterback, and haven't had a chance to do anything special. When the marriage happens, you don't worry about who gets all the credit or whatever. You acknowledge both. And I don't think it takes away from either, but I think folks reflexively do whenever you say anything other than it's because Jaden Daniels is a miracle worker. If you acknowledge, hey, this is a great fit, he's executing the hell out of it. But these are some great concepts, great ideas. Look with the way they're running the football, incorporating Anthony Lynn's schemes and designs into this horizontal raid of Kingsbury. This modern thing they're doing is really, really working. It doesn't take an iota away from Daniels to me.
Tomorrow, right here on Grant and Danny, it's going to be a nice football Friday, and it's a field trip Friday. We're out and about. We're going to be in Manassas off Sudley Road. It's going to be a great show from 2 to 6:30.
Cannot wait. Hang out with the folks. We are at Uptown Alley in Manassas, as GP referenced. We're going to be hanging out, and I think there might be. Can I let people know that there might be something you might get? If you come?
Yeah, we got some cool shirts.
Should we say that?
We're going to be giving away some t-shirts to some of the folks in attendance from the 106.7 The Fan merch shop.
Yes.
Including our Cruisewood 24 shirts.
There you go.
Some of the sillies. So come on out and kick it with your boys. Should be a great time. We'll get you a full preview of the Commanders and the Bears. Hopefully we'll find out tomorrow definitively whether or not Jaden Daniels is going to play. Have a great Thursday night. Enjoy the Wizards home opener. And lock in on Thursday night football. You'll hear it here on The Fan. Tober time. Next. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for coming.